Good evening, we're learning Chafetz Chaim, we're in the laws of Rechilut, and we're up to page Reish Dalid, the second chapter, the third halacha. Yesh omrim, deim si echad siper gnut al chavero bifnei shlosha. Some say that if someone says something negative about someone else, and he says it in the presence of three people, to en bo mishum Rechilut, im yachzeru viyomru lo, ploni diber alecha, kach vechach. So some want to say that if they go and quote that to the person, then they say, you know, Shmerel said this about you, being that he said it in front of three, so then that would not constitute rechilut. V'atamu, the reasoning behind it is, mishum du davar asu litgalot levasof. Because once he said it in the presence of three, it's going to spread. That's it. Nechavra chavra it levezem galelazev zezeh ad sheyodea. Because everyone, once three people know it, it's going to get out. And the Torah did not warn us about rechilut under such circumstances. But you do need the details that we learned earlier in the laws of Lashon Hara. And says the Chafetz Chaim, even though such an opinion exists, but you shouldn't rely on this opinion. You should not rely on this opinion practically. Because the Marshal in his commentary on the Smag, Sefer Mitzvot Gadol, he wrote that many of the early commentaries, Rabbim HaRishonim, Cholekin al Da'azo, they disagree with this opinion. V'osrin b'chol gavne, and they prohibit it, even if three people heard it, they say you're not allowed to tell it onward. Afilu l'saper l'acherim mitkaven l'galoto, v'chol shekin l'ze b'atzmo. You're not even allowed to tell it to someone else, certainly not to the person himself who it was said about. So, that's the bottom line that Chafetz Chaim says, that if someone said something negative, even though he said it in the presence of three, you were sitting in the in the lunchroom, and someone said, you know, so-and-so isn't so smart. He said in front of the whole table, what a terrible thing. He's going to have a hard time doing tshuva on that. He said in front of 10, 15 people. Now, are you allowed to quote it to so-and-so? So Chafetz Chaim says no. Even though there is an opinion that permits it, Chafetz Chaim says we shouldn't go with that opinion. There are many who disagree with that opinion, and so we shouldn't rely on that opinion. And even that opinion has many details in order for it to be permissible, which we discussed earlier. If you want, we'll revisit it for a minute to see those details. Yeah, should we take the time?
Yes, I want to revisit, but can I just make sure I understand?
Okay, yeah.
As in, you're saying that if you hear it over a table with more than three people, it's not considered. If you pass on the information, it's not necessary. As in, not that you should use it, but it's not considered
rechilut,
because the other people are going to pass it on anyway.
It's going to get out, yeah.
Okay. And in terms of telling it to three people, that would make it even worse.
Right. So, the Chafetz Chaim says, if you want to know the leniencies of when, according to the opinion that permits it, when would you be allowed to tell it over? The first condition already knocks out the whole leniency. It has to be that your intention is not to reveal the secret. You're telling it to them for a different reason. You're not just saying it to spread the secret. Secondly, you have to be one of the original listeners. But if you heard it from someone who says they heard it in the presence, you can't repeat it. How do you know, you're going to say, he told me that he said in front of three? Okay, so those are two details. He gives more, but those are two of the details. He also says, if the three listeners were people who are God-fearing people, where you can assume they're not going to pass on the rumor, they're not going to pass on what they heard, so then you have no leniency. The whole leniency is because you assume people will talk. But if they're God-fearing people, so you can assume they're not going to tell over what happened, so then your leniency is gone. So we have many details here that make it almost improbable that you would have even that opinion that permits it. So just because something was said in the presence of three doesn't necessarily mean that there's anyone who permits it. And even if there is, it's one opinion, but Rambam and others disagree with that leniency.